Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, attorney Carl Schwartz with Finger Lakes Law Group. We've learned of a case in which an education major at a New York State University has been temporarily suspended from field experience based on a video posted to his social media account. Carl, in a nutshell, why is this case important to our listeners?
Well, this case is incredibly disturbing because it is not that someone's behaviors are attempting to be modified as to how one acts out in public or in a public setting, a school or a place of employment, but rather that the government is able to reach into someone's personal social media and ascertain what they believe, and if they don't like what they see, they are able to exclude you from certain education programs, and ultimately that could be from certain professions.
Yeah, and that's something we all should be concerned about. What are some of the basic facts of this case? Like, as far as I know, something was posted, and it was a video about the left?
There are several different postings that this student had, and none of them would be offensive to anyone in traditional Christianity. They were not of a nature that would demean somebody by any stretch of the imagination, but they were as against the school's policy that teachers, and this particular student is an education major, so he presumably will become a teacher, which is the concern of the university, and that then he will have a view which is consistent with traditional Christianity and not their view of alternative lifestyles.
Carl, what type of precedent might this kind of case set for free speech in New York State?
Well, if we allow this to stand, Christians are not going to be able to get themselves educated and into places of professional positions, education, any form of employment where the government has any control at all. I cannot be adamant enough about the importance of nipping this thing in the bud right now, or we are going to have a loss of freedoms that we will never be able to regain.
Based on what the university had said, this student is suspended from field experience. My understanding is that is either practicum, which is a time where you observe another teacher, or your student teaching.
That is correct.
And without that, you can't graduate with that degree.
Yes. So, I mean, they are absolutely putting censorship directly onto someone's religious views. And these are not religious views as stated in an open forum, like in a classroom. These are views that are privately held and on an individual's personal social media site. This is something being done on the student's own personal time, not in the classroom in the midst of others. So this is really chilling of free speech.
Carl, how do you think this school censorship compares to what's being done by social media platforms to individuals?
Well, I think it's consistent with it, and it's probably been emboldened by the fact that that is going on. I pray that our Supreme Court of the United States at some point acts and declares that these social media giants and those that control the digital world are not able to censure those that have accounts. I mean, if you have the power to shut down an account that a president has used, who can't you shut down?
And this is kind of related. Do you think that social media is blurring the lines when it comes to professional conduct and free speech?
Well, I do think it's the government trying to force professionals, quote-unquote licensed people, whether you're in the medical community or the legal community or the educational community. This is government telling us what we're going to believe. This is not government telling us what we're not going to say or do in a certain situation necessarily. It's way worse than that.
Yeah, that's frightening. Can you tell us what's the next step in this case?
Yes, we're making the appeal because this young man's beliefs are entirely consistent with the Word of God. They're entirely consistent with how he was raised in a Christian home. They're entirely consistent with the ways that we have practiced traditional Christianity from the time of Christ. And we are going to fight to the end for this young man to be able to continue being who he is and holding the beliefs that he does, and doing so as a teacher in our classrooms.
That's attorney Carl Schwartz. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.